CD 2, track 27. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to this meeting. The election is only a week away, and you're probably wondering who to vote for. Our party understands that there are a lot of problems the new government will have to face and solve, such as new recycling laws or moral standards represented by our government. But I'm sure you're here to find out how we are going to cope with the financial issues, the budget for the new year, and the tax system. We promise to do our best in these areas because we want you to live comfortable lives in our country. So, first of all, we...
2.
Most people say that they didn't vote because it was not convenient for them, or they had no time, but my reasons are different. People think I hate politics, but that isn't true. I don't mind politics, as long as politicians make sense when they speak, and don't lie or promise things they don't remember about later on. So I refuse to go, because I wanted to show that I'm opposed to what they do.
3.
Don't you think it's time we did something about this problem?
I guess so. The government doesn't seem to care about minority rights. How about organising a protest march in the city centre to make people realise how we feel?
That's probably the only option. I could speak to some charity organisations to see if they want to support the march. What do you think?
Yes, it's a good idea. You know, I sometimes think we should join a party to have more influence.
No thanks. I'd rather do what I do now.
4.
To be honest with you, I can't see any negative sides of globalisation. People talk about the fact that the more globalised the world becomes, the more we lose our national identity. But I disagree. Everyone benefits from technology. It allows us to be in touch with the rest of the world. It's not just young people who can travel and work abroad. I don't get people who are critical of globalisation. They take advantage of it all the time.
5.
So, what should we work on? I missed what Mrs. Watson said.
We're supposed to make a presentation on the most serious crimes committed by young people in our country.
A bit depressing, isn't it? What can we talk about? Have you got any idea?
I thought we could talk about drug dealing. It's a horrible crime and indirectly leads to many tragedies. Why don't we ask the teacher if it's a good idea? She's in the staff room talking to the head teacher.
Okay, let's do that. And later, we can meet at my place to do it together, right?
Fine.
6.
Why are you drawing the flag of India?
It's part of my school project. We are supposed to talk about a former British territory. I've chosen India. And I want to mention some interesting facts about India's fight for freedom, modern Indian society, and the Indian flag.
The flag? What's so interesting about it? The colours probably symbolise India's independence from Britain, don't they?
Not quite. In fact, the colours represent courage, sacrifice, peace, truth, and justice.
Oh, I see. I thought they were more connected with the independence of India. You never stop learning.